Hello, welcome to the FTS bet slip. This is a new one. Unfortunately, I'm having to record this. We are live in the car. We're live in the car driving up the M11. So I have apologised for the sound quality. This is the only opportunity I was going to get today to record this, and I have absolutely no idea how it's going to sound. But it is what it is, so you might have a bit of traffic noise or whatever. Can't do anything about it. Okay, firstly, thanks for the nice messages yesterday. Genuinely, I didn't mean to fall apart on there. Just really hit me. Can't help it. I love the dogs, and this one's particular great fun and all different. My other dog was just talking to Art. Used to sit at my feet and just sort of, she was just there, where this one doesn't leave you alone. She wants to play all the time. And I mean, Charlie, if I took her to the door to take her for a walk, she might look out and go, sod that, I don't, can't be bothered, and turn back in, where this dog can't wait to get out. And sort of walking her twice a day has been a sort of therapy for me, really. You know, those of you who do this full time, you know, you don't get out much and get trapped in office, and it was just sort of my release every day, walking her a couple of times. So just all that hit me a bit, but yeah, thank you ever so much for that. Everybody just shows what a great FTS community we've got, which I have never doubted. I know I go on that we've got some arseholes, and when you open your doors you do, but generally you are all very good, lovely people, and I really appreciate that. And believe it or not, it does help. What else? Right, football. Well, fucking Spurs, dreadful last night, useless. Hopefully Mourinho realises that playing Winks and Sissoko, I think we've won one game in the last 12 months where they have started as the middle pair, Winks and Sissoko, and hopefully Mourinho will suss that out. He didn't play Sissoko in the first two games. I don't think he played Winks in the start against Bournemouth. I can't remember. But, I mean, they're just garbage. And that right side of defence, Sanchez and Mario, useless. People comparing him to Poch, nonsense. He's won, played four games in, what, 2 weeks, won three of them. They were poor last night. Always a tough place to go, Old Trafford. So, no matter what state they're in, they're actually, I think they've only lost one at home, Man U, haven't they? And they tend to do a bit better against the better side. So I didn't have any great expectations last night. I've been happy with a draw, but I sort of had it on Amazon. And, I mean, I said to Sam after 60 minutes, is Harry Kane playing? And I didn't say it sarcastically, I just hadn't heard his name. I was sort of looking at spreadsheets and things while I was watching it, and he was anonymous, and they were flipping dreadful. Amazon, I don't know, I didn't know what to make of the old, I didn't see it the first night because of the news of the dog, so I watched it last night, put it on at 6:30. I mean, they've basically just taken all the same people, haven't they, from ITV, Sky, BBC, BT Sport. I didn't think anything special. I had a couple of moments when it lagged. Yeah, I mean, I guess it would depend on how well it went for them. If it went well, they will be conquering the world, as I say, because they've certainly got the money to go after more rights of it. But I didn't look at it and think, oh, this is revolutionary brilliant. I'm yet to find a pundit really that offers much from here. This thing of having, I mean, it used to be one, now we've got three or four every pitch, every game. It's jobs for the boys, mostly the same people, and you know, I can't really, none of them offer much for me, but that's probably me just being a miserable old bastard. But there we go. I just don't really, none of them I watch them and think could do without it. Just show, as Brian Clough said, just show the bloody football. And then when Mets got the goal last night in our trade, but nothing further, and Leicester, I had a mate of mine talking to yesterday, he said he thinks Leicester are a bit myth, and he'd laid Leicester and Chelsea and Man U. Done his nuts last night. I said, I just don't know how you could lay Leicester or Chelsea yesterday. I know they were short, but I thought Leicester were absolute certainties last night. Just unfortunately, they took a while to score the goal, but I thought they were absolutely nailed on. And Everton, I mean, how long's he got? I mean, Everton are a shambles, aren't they? I know they didn't want Allardyce, but the old foreign myth manager, I mean, they're, what was it? 10 minutes of 2-0 down, weren't they? Something like that. Absolutely useless. And if I was an Everton supporter, having spent nearly £500 million, I would be looking at where do we go from here, because it is going to be a massive 5-6 months for Everton now. We've got a horrible run of fixtures coming up. We've got a manager who is clueless, and they've spent a load of money. So what do you do with that? Anyway, just my views. Right, email. Who was that? I can't remember. I think the guy was Graham who emailed in asking me about my meetings. I might have the name wrong, so I've got it with me. But Graham yesterday was about email. Today is about Football Data Direct. Just to let you know, I'd like to keep you informed, because you you were worrying about my meetings and what am I doing going out. And on the email yesterday, we got a member of FTS, guy called David, really, really nice guy, David Bell. Some of you met him at Linkfield. David's been an FTS member for a long time. He has, for many years, been dismayed at my email setup and has offered to help me numerous times. And we finally got round to getting David on board, and he's given me help with a few things to make FTS function and run better for both me and you guys. And email has been the first sort of project. The FTS Income Gmail address will cease. So if you've sent an email to it, it will get sorted. But going forward, do use the ftsincome.co.uk. Now, we've got that working fine, but we will be adding more email addresses. So we'll be adding different parts, we'll have different email addresses, so that if you're in the portal, you can send it to me, and rather than everything just ending up in one inbox, be it Gmail or FTS, there'll be a structure in place that's working our end, that in effect mails will go to certain places, and in doing so will get answered a lot quicker. I know I have been lax in it, but when you open up, you've got 1300 emails and the first 10 are a load of old shite. I do tend to glaze over, turn it off and do something else, but David is going to help me with this, and we've got a sort of new email management system. There's words I never thought I'd be using when I started this 12-13 year ago. Email management system, to make sure that, one, they go to the right place, and two, sort of they get prioritised, so that stuff needs answering gets answered. So please do not use the Gmail address anymore. There will be an autoresponder that comes back to you if you do. Anything that's in there will get dealt with, and as I say, use the FTS Income one, and there will be other emails added which will be relevant, and I'll let people know. So that's that first bit of admin. Second bit of admin is the Golf Guru. I forgot to send the email yesterday, obviously with the news of the dog and then getting up to London. There were no bets, so there's no bets for the Golf Guru, and that is it for the year. I have tweeted that. I will send an email out next week. We are going to continue next year. Slight change, nothing of any major importance to the service, but I'll do an email explaining what that change is and why. But it's the same guy doing it. It'll be the same tips, maybe a few more. The actual service in itself won't be changing. Obviously, bear in mind that you're back in, I don't know, average price is around 45-1. So, you know, you need a couple of winners a year to make a profit. But I know it. I love the service. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I love the excitement of it, big prices, having people involved on a Sunday. And I know people like Suggsy do as well, but of course it's not for everybody. But we will be doing another year of that in 2020. It is only a year's subscription. We don't do any, there's no monthlies, nothing. He doesn't want to piss about, he likes to know what he's doing, so it'll be a year's subscription. But I'll get all the details out, this year's results, etc., published next week. I'll keep you informed on that, but there were no bets this week. Had a comment re my comment on Burnley yesterday, and I, you know, again, this is what makes me laugh. I said categorically that we all have different methods. You'll never find anywhere. I've criticised services over the last 12 years where I know they're fundamentally flawed. One being, you know, somebody who was saying back draws in every game, I remember, and I got loads of stick for it. A guy come and threatened to beat me up, this, that, and the other. When he said, you start off back, every team can draw, and I think it was a year Everton that went about 15, 16, 17 games without a draw, and it was sort of Martingale on draws. And I just said it's a load of nonsense, but you won't find me criticising other people's methods of doing things. There's many ways to skin a cat in this game. People say I do, you won't find it. You show me any evidence of it whatsoever, there isn't. And I said that clearly yesterday when I was talking about Burnley. But it's something that I consider in the way I operate. The fact that Burnley haven't beaten a top six side for 26 games, you know, basically the guy said it doesn't make any difference to tonight's game. Well, for me it does, because that's part of how I look at things. And I don't really care whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It's what I do. I would very much want to be on the side of Man City in that setup until Burnley do start beating top six sides. I've experienced it with my own club. I think Tottenham went to Anfield back in the 70s, 80s, maybe even into the 90s. I can't remember when we did finally win one. I think it might have been Klinsmann's top first. I think we went to Anfield for something like 80-odd games without winning. We went to Chelsea for 20 years without winning. There's a lot to it. The players are well aware of it, and don't think that they're not. The fans are aware of it. I used to go away to Chelsea. I never went there thinking we were going to win. You know, you go away to Norwich and you're confident of winning, you're upbeat, that's it there. For me, that is a way I do look at football. I do look at how do the top six get on about the top six, how do Burnley get on against the top six, how do Leicester get on against the other top six. That's one of the factors that I look at, not over two or three games, but over the databases I've got. So whilst I appreciate you commenting, I disagree, but you're free to do what. The bit I don't get with this is why people feel the fucking need to poke their nose in and tell you. If you think that, you don't need to tell me, because I'm not interested in your view on it. I just happened to pass it as a comment, and I said it's something that interests me. Burnley have got a fact, a notoriously bad record against the top six. There's no getting away from it. Look it up. You're not going to be able to prove me wrong. It's an absolute fact. Whether you want to pay any heedance to that when you're betting is purely up to you. I don't need to know about it. I do pay some credence to it. It's not everything I look at and the be-all and end-all, but I factor it into my pricing models. It's methods that I use to practice. You know, everything is about price. I looked at that and I couldn't see. I think somebody made Man City almost even money. I couldn't see how that possibly would work. And that was the only point I was making. For me, I had the price about right. But we do things differently. That's absolutely fine. Crack on, you crack on, I crack on. Why do people have to tell everybody else that their method's better? Well, fuck that, that doesn't work. Lay the draw don't work, this don't work. Why do people have to do it? Just fuck off and get on with your own stuff. Drives me mad. Anyway, that's that. What else have we got? Tonight, there's not much on. I've got FDD meeting today, so I've run the sheets. First half goal is the only... the first half goal at Arsenal. We didn't get the Leicester one. I haven't got any horses. I've been a bit quiet on the horse race in front. Maybe Sucks right. Maybe the Las Vegas influence is wearing off. I don't know, but no. You know, if you listen to this podcast and you follow it over time, you can do absolutely fine. But obviously we have winners and losers. And either you're in it or you're not in it. You know, I don't need to hear about it. And I love it when we're winning, but I'm man enough to own up and say, you know, last night we had a couple of losers. Well, Ren, you may have got your money back. Saved your stake. Mets, Ren, but Arsenal tonight is all out for a first half goal. But whether it materialises, I don't know. What else? There's something else. Ultimate running tomorrow. We got a couple of games tonight, so that's going to be a long old night. I've got to wait for them to finish before I do the results. I won't do the Vegas stories now. In going through the email yesterday, we had lots of emails. Do get lots of emails about bankroll, discipline, people who lose. The one thing I find with people, I did say this back, I've said it on a couple of pods. One of the most common emails I get, certainly not my favourite to get, but common emails I get is, I'm doing really well with Ultimate and the fixed odds, so let's say X, Y, Z, you know, they're 20 points up, but I've lost 30 points trading. Simple answer to it, don't trade. See, the problem with people is, a lot of the time is, if you take something Ultimate, you get it Friday, you put it on, it's not enough for people, so they feel they want to be involved. You know, I've got a trading group, a couple of trading groups. they want to be involved. People want to be involved all the time. Oh, will you do it for me? But I'm also going to do it myself. So if it loses, they lose twice. Or if it wins, they win twice. And I was talking to David about it yesterday. People seem to like, you know, we've talked about community, having the forum. People seem to like the fact, particularly in this, which I find I've never again really understood it, of being in groups. People want to be part of something. Absolutely fine, I've got no problem with it, and I think there's a need for us to create something like that, because I do think we've got some of the best tools online to help you bet, and obviously bringing that together. And I will say I've not been massively active on the forum, but when I have looked at it, predominantly it is people helping each other, which is fantastic. So obviously it does work, but that need for reassurance I've never really understood, probably because it's not in my makeup. Where was I going with this? I can't remember. But the answer, yeah. So I've bet with Ultimate 1X, but I've lost trading. The simple answer to it is don't trade, isn't it? I mean, that's the simple answer. Try and fill your time with something else. Even if it's following matches, learning different things, learning markets. And if you are going to trade, the one bit of advice I'd give to people is focus on one market only to get going. I only ever did, and you've heard me say it numerous times, lay the draw for 3 years. I did not do any other form of betting whatsoever. Predominantly now, I do 1.5 goals, I do first half goals, I do half time scores, and maybe late second half goals, or 1.5 through the second half. But I only actually operate 3 or 4 or 5 different methods around the same markets. I don't do both teams to score, for example. I don't do correct score trades. I've dabbled in it, but it's just really not for me. And if I've got one bit of advice for people, if you're sort of that where I'm doing okay here, but I'm giving it back there, either stop what you're doing where you're giving it back, or have a look at it and focus on one market. And if I was giving anybody a market, I'd say the 1.5 goal market. I think the 1.5 goal market is a good market to operate in. Study it, learn what happens to the prices, look at the starting prices, why might there be value in it, when are you going to enter, when are you going to exit, what's your game plan, are you going to green up when a goal goes in, are you going to remove liability if a goal goes in early, are you going to let the bet run, and build some consistency into what you're doing. Try and get away from the results of it and wins and losses, and build the process of why you're doing it, what you're doing it for, where's it all heading. And if you focus on one market, it's a lot easier. Then you can take that over towards another market. That's all, you know, you can carry that then, the same sort of processes and mentality, into another market. But people want to be jack of all trades. I hold my hands up. If I was doing anything on FTS, if I was doing just one thing, looking at the records, it would be the half-time CSAs in Ultimate. Because they're absolutely rock solid. They're rock solid over 4 or 5 years. They'll have ups and downs. We had last January was a bad run. But they're rock solid. I obviously know the workings behind them and how they operate. But the actual process is rock solid. And that's what I would be doing. But it would just be one market. Half-time correct score. That's it. 5 minutes. All you need to do, have a look, put your bet on. There's no waiting around, no exits, no entries, no waiting for certain minutes, nothing. Just sitting doing that one thing will probably do more of you better money than what you're doing. But we're going to, as FTS moves into 2020, we will be moving into, obviously we've got the new website, into the next steps for me are education, you know, the mindset, discipline side, and I'll explain in the new year ways that we're going to sort of develop that further. And obviously the podcast, well, I did say the other day, podcasts are going to finish, I've got 47 days, I'm not going to finish them, I enjoy doing them, they are therapy for me, as I've said. Whether I do commit next year, I'm going to do one every, I've said 3, 6, 5 days a year. I'm one of them, I'm a bit OCD, having that. Going to do something, I have to do it, so I will do it irrespective if it was a one line one on Christmas Day. I'm still going to do a podcast, but when we get to the 3, 6, 5 days, which is sort of middle of January, when I first did the first one of these, it may be that going forward I do not do one every single day, particularly when I've got the Euros next year, so I probably will do 3 those. But you know, like if I do go on holiday, when, particularly if we haven't got a dog and I'm going away, my priority may not be doing a podcast. I don't think Sam was overly enamoured with me doing podcasts every day in Vegas. She never said anything, but I think she probably thinks, do you really have to do that? She knows what character I am, so I don't think that she gives me any grief, because she doesn't. But I just think she's looking at me going, that's a bit weird, you don't really have to do it, do you? But she's probably right. There's one other thing I had to cover, and I can't flipping remember what it was. I was trying to buy myself time. I had a couple of queries. People RTS saying the number of races is different in the video. There's no flat racing. The flat racing is finished. There's not going to be flat racing until next March. So in the winter we take the flat racing out. Obviously these are massive Excel files. We have to write results and things to them every day, and writing a result to a file with 40,000 lines compared to 60, 70, 80,000 lines, it just speeds up the process, and it speeds up the process for you running macros and things. There's absolutely no point having flat racing in the file at this time of year, because there's no flat racing on, so it's only jumps in all weather. So the flat racing in effect will return and be put in next spring, ready for the flat season, and then it will just continue daily. So that answers that one for people with a discrepancy. You know, I know people might say, well, I want to research flat systems. The archive databases are there. The 2019 archive database will go up early next year, and it will have the flat racing in it. But the actual daily files and database that come out at the end of each month for the minute don't need flat racing in them, because there isn't. Right, so that's it. Other than Arsenal first half goal, that is it. I've not had any horse stuff yet. Obviously I'm in the car. If there are any horses, I will put them up on Twitter. As I say, we can't win all the time, but if there is anything, I'll put them on Twitter, and you follow as always at your own peril. Once again, thank you ever so much for the support. The next few weeks for me are not going to be easy. Obviously we've got some Christmas do's and things that take your mind off it, but I really do appreciate it. You're a cracking bunch of people. I love you all, apart from the Barrys. But no, I really do appreciate it, and I'm positive. You know, meeting with Dave last yesterday about the email, I'm getting more positive every day about the FTS setup and where it's all going, and it's great to see some people doing well. But as a group of people, generally, you are absolutely fantastic, and I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you listening to this pod every day. Right, that's it from me on the M11. Foggy, horrible, heading to a meeting. I hope the sound on this is not too bad. I will speak to you tomorrow.